Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ भुलाने से तुझको भूल सकता नहीं भुलाने से तुझको भूल सकता नहीं तेरा नाम मेरे दिल से जाता नहीं तेरा नाम मेरे दिल से जाता नहीं अल्लाह से कह कर एक पल के लिए आ जा अल्लाह से कह कर एक पल के लिए आ जा बचपन की लोरी फिर से सुना जा तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ
हर दम रहोगी मेरी नजर में हर दम रहोगी मेरी नजर में बसी हो मेरे दिल में जानो जिगर में बसी हो मेरे दिल में जानो जिगर में नमाज पढ़कर कुरान पढ़कर नमाज पढ़कर कुरान पढ़कर सवाबों का अंबार भेजूंगा ए माँ
तुझको मैं ढूंढूंगा अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ
नमाज़े जनाजा जब तेरी पड़ी थी नमाज़े जनाजा जब तेरी पड़ी थी शायद तू रो रो कर मेरे पास खड़ी थी शायद तू रो रो कर मेरे पास खड़ी थी
कितनी तड़पी होगी प्यारी माँ तो
कितनी तड़पी होगी ते प्यारी माँ तो
अपने बेटे से तू होकर जुदा
ए माँ
तुझको मैं ढूंढूंगा अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी
माँ मुझको खाना खिलाती भगा कर दुड़ा कर मुझको खाना खिलाती जब तक मैं न सोता तो भी न सोती जब तक मैं न सोता तो भी न सोती
वो लम्हे वो बातें बुलाऊं मैं कैसे
वो लम्हे वो बातें बुलाऊं मैं कैसे
जो हंस कर तुमने जैसे कहा
ए माँ
तुझको मैं ढूंढूंगा अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ तुझको मैं ढूंढूंगा अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the midday morning show with myself brother Sulaiman Isub every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 p.m. Today being the 14th of Sha'ban 1446, corresponding to Thursday the 13th of February 2025. As we are all aware that inshallah tonight will fall in or usher in the 15th of Sha'ban. And today inshallah we're going to be discussing the importance of what exactly happened and why is the 15th of Sha'ban so important to us as Muslims and the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we go on, just a few announcements inshallah. Tonight after Maghrib Salah, Mufti Sahab will be in the Mountain Rise Masjid and it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Al Ansar and Sirius FM, and that is Mufti Sahab's Sha'ban tour. And then we're gonna be speaking to a brother Alphas Nkosi. And he's going to be giving us all the updates and the latest as to what's going to be happening between 12 and 12:55, inshallah. So we're going to just go for a small break and a small nasheed break. And when we come back, we will hear what our brother Alphas Nkosi has to say.
तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी मां तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ
भुलाने से तुझको भूल सकता नहीं भुलाने से तुझको भूल सकता नहीं तेरा नाम मेरे दिल से जाता नहीं तेरा नाम मेरे दिल से जाता
And we have our brother Alphas Nkosi online. Alphas, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Sulay. But I think it's befitting to say Happy International Radio Day.
Thank you so much. You know, we are letting all the listeners also know that it's Happy International Radio Day. So give us a little more information about that day.
No, look, the radio, we know that is the medium that we love. I mean, it's the theater of the mind. This day, actually, it was in 2011 that UNESCO decided to make the 13th of February International World Radio Day, obviously with different themes just to commemorate this medium that we love so much that is called the theater of the mind. I mean, it inspires. When you look at this year's theme of the International Radio Day, it's what entertain, educate, and inspire. So that's what basically radio is doing, you know. A lot of people have turned into this medium very long ago after deciding that there's this what we called talk radio. When people, you know, look, there's no music here, it's all talk, it's all infotainment. So yeah, man, I think it's a good thing. So even on the show, we're going to touch base on the World International Radio Day, you know, the importance of radio. When did people start listening or just falling in love with this medium called radio?
And thank you so much for that, brother Alphas. You know, some of us aren't aware that, you know, an important day like this and how media has evolved. Once upon a time, we used to read the newspaper, right? And we used to buy it from the local shops. Now it's available on your phone. You just have to scroll through a click of a button and you get all the information across the world. Who would have thought that, you know, like 10, 12 years, 15 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to listen to various radio stations or various media platforms that we can lead. We were only confined to certain information and media outlets within our reach. But now, technology has advanced so much that we can just go onto the internet and Google search whatever news we want, and we can get it the click of a button. And it also coincides or intertwines with the International Radio Day and how much radio has evolved, and we must use it in the correct ways, in the correct terms.
You know, we have to. I think in order for this spectrum to be used in a correct way, you got to look at the personnel, you know. Who's behind the microphone and who's behind the scene? Because at the end of the day, it does not just tune in. You still require people to be behind the microphone. So I often look at the trend. When you look at today, for example, Donald Trump complains a lot about fake news and propaganda and biasness. So these type of things, I think they're now becoming a phenomenon lately, of which those are things that needs to be nipped in the bud, and then go bring back those glory days of radio being an objective tool of telling stories, not to be subjective. You know, we need to use to let go of biasness, political party affiliations and all that. So, but I think so far so good, you know, radio has been good.
No, that's good. Brother Alphus, you mentioned with regards to Donald Trump, and I noticed yesterday that a reporter mentioned to Elon Musk, which is one of the richest men in the world, that he was trying to overthrow the Trump government. Can you elaborate and also give us a throw forward as to what to expect on your show?
Yeah, no. I think the first stanza of the show, we speak to the member of the provincial legislature, is a DA member. We're going to look at the issue of the water crisis, Eguruleni, and in the city of Joburg. What seems to be the problem with regards to this water crisis? How far are we? When are we going to see this coming to an end? Let's remember, Nikot Yaha is a former MMC of infrastructure, so he's well informed in terms of what is happening with this water cart and how can it be prevented. So we'll speak to him at about 12:05. And just to take us through to a lot of communities have been without water, some for a week, some for 3 days, while some they do have water, but the pressure is very, very, very low, and so they can't do anything. So, yeah, we put a spotlight on this water crisis. And then, well, after that, we know that there's a phenomenon of online schooling in South Africa right now. We're going to speak to Umalusi, you know, to really talk about the online schooling registration. Are the online schools accredited? Are they registered with Umalusi? If parents are interested in going for online schooling, what are some of the things that they need to look for first before they can register their kids? Because we know that there's a lot of fly-by-night school, especially in the world of internet, in the world of internet, people can just take their chances. So it's good to just have a list and know as to what do you need to check before you can register your child in terms of if the school is registered, the school is accredited, you know, are they running a clear schooling. So we're going to speak to the spokesperson of Umalusi just to take us through that particular issue as to what do parents need to check. And then later on, the final bit of the show, of course, we look at, well, Donald Trump says he had a phone call with Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin is willing to talk, to have talks, so that they can end the war in Ukraine. We take analysis on that particular issue as to, well, what does this now mean for Trump, and then as well as looking at Donald Trump's policies, international policies as well.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother Alfas, and we're going to be tuning in to your show between 12 and 12:55, so we'll be waiting for you. You take care, and all the best.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Sule.
Thank you very much. And that was our correspondent, Brother Alfas Nkosi, and he does the show between 12 and 12:55. PM. Now we're going to be discussing the importance of the month of Sha'ban and why is it so important. Every month of the Islamic calendar is very important, but why is there so much significance with regards to the month of Sha'ban? We must understand that Sha'ban is the eighth month, and it's a month before the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and it's it follows. You see, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must read that dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, keep us safe during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and let us see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And Nabi said, when the Sahaba Ikram saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting excessively during the month of Sha'ban, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he would fast excessively in this month in preparation for the month of Ramadan. We always hear when it comes to the 15th of Sha'ban that the books change. That means the 15th of Sha'ban, the previous year, whatever guna we did, whatever sins we make, dua that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for all our shortcomings, forgive us for all our sins. You know, and those are written, and on the day of Qiyamah, our books will be given. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that our books, our kitabs, our book of reckoning, our book of deeds are given in our right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save each and every one of us. And when with the books are changing, we should start off with a good note. Make dua, make a lot of istighfar. That, Ya Allah, forgive me for all the sins that I've committed in the past, knowingly and unknowingly. Exert yourself in performing nafil salat, voluntary prayers, salatul shukr, salatul tawbah, salatul istighfar. Any salat, you know, makes lots of dua, increase, and it falls on the night of Jumu'ah, Yawmul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, and we should increase our salawat and durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in the hadith in Sunan Nasai that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized the significance by saying that it is a month to which people do not pay attention, that is between Rajab and Sha'ab and Ramadan, and it is in the month in which the deeds are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and I like that my deeds be taken up when I'm fasting. So if anyone of you are fasting today, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your ibadat and your song. And you know, if it's the ending of the year, the 15th of Sha'ban, the books are closing on a good deed that you are fasting, and inshallah we should try our level best to keep fast tomorrow, that is the 15th day. Tonight is the 15th night, and tomorrow is the 15th day of Sha'ban. It is a very overlooked month. Like I mentioned earlier, that the months of the Islamic calendar are very important, but somehow majority they overlook this month. They look, they worry about Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Rajab, Rabiul Awwal, Ramadan. But there's many important things, many important events that happen in each and every month of the Islamic calendar. The importance of the 15th of Sha'ban is that our deeds, our actions are presented to Almighty Allah. If you have hurt anybody, and I say this myself first, that if I have said anything wrong on air, or if anybody who knows me personally that is listening, if I have hurt your feelings intentionally or unintentionally, I ask you to make me maaf for whatever wrong I might have did, that you know, in anger or anything that I might have said that might have hurt you in any way, then I ask you to please make me maaf. You know, when you, it's a build-up, Shaban is a build-up to the month of Ramadan, and we want to inculcate the practices of how one should behave during the month of Ramadan. So we should inculcate and should start practicing in the month of Shaban, like our tilawat of the Quran, start trying waking up for tahajjud salah, start trying to read our salah, all our salah for the males in jama'at with takbir ula. So inshallah, we're going to make a conservative effort inshallah from today, that we will try to make that conservative effort to perform all our salat with the takbir ula. There's a lot of things that are going around asking, like, should we fast during the whole month of Sha'ban? You can still fast on the month of Mondays and Thursdays, but you should use it and to cover up your qadha fast. We should beg Almighty Allah to seek His forgiveness. And duas are accepted, one of the times duas are accepted, and we should make lots of dua. We should remember those that are sick at home and in hospitals, our beloved marhumin, those that have passed on, and also for the following year, on the 15th of Sha'ban, your takdeer is written, what's going to happen for the next year from the 15th of Sha'ban, 1446 to 1447. What's going to happen? Who are we going to marry? How many children? Who's going to pass away? Who's going to be born? All your life events are written out already. But you know, they say dua can change takdir. When you make your dua to Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, you know, when you really want something and you want something so badly, then you turn to the Musalla, you turn to Almighty Allah, you pick up your hands, you raise your hands, you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His beautiful, beautiful names. Say, Ya Allah. You say, Ya Fattahu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Mughni, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Malikul Mulk, Zul Jalali wal Ikram. You call Allah by these beautiful, beautiful names and say, Ya Allah, You make it easy for me. You open the road for me. You are the master of the worlds. You know, my beloved father, marhum father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, fully cover nur, grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. He used to tell me something, and it stuck with me for the rest of my life. He says, Suleiman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, against the means, beyond the means. There is no undare in Almighty Allah's house. You know, you see, in the arsh of Almighty Allah, there is no undare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kun fayakun, be and it shall be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from a clot of blood, from something insignificant. And look where we are today. This is only through the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. هذا من فضل ربي. So we shouldn't be ignorant of the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. There's many ni'mat that we have, and we go around the world and we see there are other people that are way worse off than we are. And we must make shukr that, Ya Allah, you have given me so much, but to me, as an ignorant person, and I'm as a selfish, that Ya Allah, I keep asking you for more, but I don't make shukr what I have, what you have given me. You must always read that, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. You must be grateful and show gratitude to Almighty Allah. So inshallah, we're going to be going on for our recipe segment, but we're going to go for a nasheed break. And you can send your messages on the 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your messages. if you have any recipes that you would like to share with us.
Listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Ya man yara, ya man yara man tad'u bi janahaha, janahaha fi zulmati al-layl al-bahil al-yali. Ya man yara, yara man haqa عروقها fi nahriha, والمخ من تلك العظام النحلي. يا من يرى من تبعوض جناحها, جناحها في ظلمة الليل المهيب الأليل. يا من يرى من تعروقها في نحرها, في نحرها والمخ من تلك العظام النحلي. ويرى قرير الدم في أودادها متنقلا من مفصل في مفصل, أمن علي بتوبة تمحو بها ما كان مني في الزمان الأول. يا من يرى, يا من يرى ما كان مني الزمان الأول. يا من يرى, يا من يرى ما كان مني في الزمان الأول. يا من يرى ويرى وصول غذى الجنين ببطنها, ببطنها في ظلمة الأحشاء بغير تمقره. يا من يرى ويرى مكان الوطئ من أقدامها, أقدامها سيرها وحديثها المستعجل. يا من يرى وصول غذى الجنين ببطنها في ظلمة العشاء غير تمقري. يا من يرى ويرى ويسمع حسها ودونها في قاع بحر مظلم متهول, أمن علي بتوبة تمحو بها ما كان مني في الزمان الأول. يا من يرى, يا من يرى ما كان مني في الزمان الأول. يا من يرى, يا من يرى ما كان مني في الزمان الأول. يا من يرى.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
And that was There was a nasheed, Ya Man Yara, and that was by Ahmed Bukhatir. So inshallah, let's begin with our recipe segment. And I know a lot of our women folk will be, they already started preparing. And, you know, even with my mother and my aunties, we hear them on the phone. She'll say, you know what, you start your Ramadan preparations. We worry about the Ramadan preparations for the food. But have we actually taken into account the Ramadan preparation for our soul, for our nafs? You know, when you go to a doctor and if you're sick, the doctor will prescribe some medication for you. That is for your outer body. You know, you got a backache, you got a headache, you got this pain, that pain. But who can prescribe, where can you get your medication for your heart, for your soul, for your mind? It's only through the dhikr and mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the peace and contentment and bring the dhikr and the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings peace and contentment to the heart. So we should try and to make a lot of dhikr. You know, we read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Read a lot of istighfar. And tonight being Thursday, read a lot of durood and salawat. Our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, let's begin our recipe segment. And this is for a cheese and corn filling. And this was sent in by Sister Fawzia Palwan. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Fawzia for sending in your recipe. So firstly, you're going to braise a finely diced onion in ghee. You're going to braise finely diced onion in ghee. You're going to add in 2 tablespoons of ground green chilies. 2 tablespoons of ground green chilies. One tin of whole kernel corn. One tin of whole kernel corn. 1 tin of cream style sweet corn. 1 tin of cream style sweet corn. 2 teaspoons of dhania chutney. 2 teaspoons of dhania chutney. 2 teaspoons of white pepper. 2 teaspoons of white pepper. 1 teaspoon of aromat. 1 teaspoon of aromat. You're going to use salt if needed. You're going to add salt if needed. And let it cool down completely. Then you're going to grate 3 cups of cheddar cheese. Grate 3 cups of cheddar cheese. 1 cup of mozzarella cheese. 1 cup of mozzarella cheese. Thereafter, you're going to add in 2 corn. Add in the 2 corn and you're going to mix it well. 2 corn and you're going to mix it well. And you're going to add in 2 tablespoons of flour. 2 tablespoons of flour. 2 tablespoons of maizena. 2 tablespoons of maizena. Then you're going to mix and toss everything well until everything is mixed. Thereafter, you're going to add in your chopped greens. You're going to add in your chopped greens. You're going to let it cool down completely. You're going to let it cool down completely. And then you have your cheese and corn fillings. And thereafter, you can prepare your savories and your samosas. And it's not only necessary to fill use this cheese and corn filling for samosas. You can use it for even spring rolls. If you want to use it for spring roll filling, you can use it as well. Then you got your spring roll filling. Our next recipe is a bang bang chicken pie. Bang bang chicken pie. And this is by Sister Rohana Ibrahim. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Rohana for sending in your recipes. So you're going to need a 500 gram chicken fillet. 500 gram chicken fillet. Half a teaspoon of fine salt. Half a teaspoon of fine salt. Half a teaspoon of lemon pepper. Half a teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of ground red chilies. 1 teaspoon of ground red chilies. 1 teaspoon of 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic. 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of ground ginger paste. 1 teaspoon of ground ginger paste. 2 tablespoons of sriracha sauce. Sriracha sauce. Sriracha sauce. 2 tablespoons of sriracha sauce. 2 tablespoons of chili sauce. 2 tablespoons of chili sauce. 2 tablespoons of Nando's garlic sauce. 2 tablespoons of Nando's garlic sauce. 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon of honey. 1 tablespoon of honey. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And you're going to need some chopped spring onions. You're going to heat a pot. You're going to heat a pot. And you're going to add in a drizzle of oil. You're going to add in a drizzle of oil. And you're going to add in your garlic, ginger, chilies. Garlic, ginger, and chilies. And you're going to saute for a few seconds. Thereafter, you're going to add in the chicken, salt and pepper. Add in the chicken, salt and pepper. And cook it until it's just done. And you're going to cook it until it's just done. Cut the pieces into halves. Cut these pieces into halves. And thereafter, you're going to shred it. Add the sauce ingredients to the chicken and put back onto heat. Add the sauce ingredients to the chicken and put back on the heat. Combine and heat together. Combine and heat together. And the cooking until the sauce thickens. Combine the heat together. And the cooking till the sauce thickens. If the sauce is not thick enough, if the sauce is not thick enough, mix 1 tablespoon of maizena. Mix 1 tablespoon of maizena to the 1 tablespoon of water, to 1 tablespoon of water, and you're going to pour it in. Allow it to thicken and remove from the heat. Allow it to thicken and remove from the heat. Leave it to cool down completely and then add in. Leave it to cool down completely and add the spring onions in. And then add the spring onions. Use a rectangular cut pieces of pastry. Use a rectangular cut pieces of pastry. And fill one half diagonally and fold over. Fill one half diagonally and fold over. Poke slits on top and brush with egg. Poke slits on the top and brush it with the egg brush and sprinkle with sesame seeds. poke the slits on the top and brush with the egg and sprinkle the sesame seeds on top. Now it is freezer suitable. You can now freeze it and keep it aside. And when you want to have something to snack on, then you're going to bake in a preheated oven for 180 degrees until puffed and golden brown. Bake in a preheated oven at 180 degrees until it's puffed and golden brown. And that was a recipe for the Bang Bang Chicken Pies. Bang Bang Chicken Pies. And that was sent in by Sister Rohana Ibrahim. Now we've come to the end of our recipe segment. Inshallah, we're going to go for our segment with Maulana Suleiman Qahtani, where he, Maulana, gives us the advices with regards to the importance of the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan. This is the last part for a three-part series. So inshallah, let's listen to Maulana Suleiman Qahtani.
When it comes to our deen and our religion, majority of us, illa mashallah, we are going through rituals, motions, getting it done, running through the motion, the reality, haqaiq. Mi'raj is a topic, significance of Rajab, these are topics, wallah, even my limited knowledge, the occasion of Jummah is impossible to even scratch the surface. The issue, what are the haqaiq? What are the realities? What are the lessons? What are the asbaq? What are the issues that we have to revisit? Realize, what is the lesson behind Mi'raj? Few of those lessons, time is already running out. One side, the pillar inside the house, Khadija is taken away, radiallahu anha. Outside, the demise of Abu Talib. The persecution increased exponentially after he died, to the extent that is mentioned in the riwayat, Rasulullah ﷺ comes home shortly after his demise, having suffered such persecution. He says, "Ma asra, ma wajadtu faqdak ya am." He says, "How quickly I am sensing and feeling your loss, oh my uncle." Then the incident of Taif, that we won't even go into the details. Mountain of persecution, mata nasrullah, consolation comes, the help of Allah comes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the home of Umm Hani, the sister of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Jibreel comes, from there he is taken to the Hatim. In the Hatim, open heart surgery occurs. Without any hospital, without any fancy medical equipment. No ventilator, no anesthesiologist. Open heart surgery. The angel touches the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The chest opens up. Two bowls are brought according to varying riwayat. One bowl has zamzam. The other one has, in one riwayat it comes hikmat. One riwayat it comes noor. A bowl full of this. The heart is taken out while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking on. The heart is washed in the zamzam. Then the heart is cut open. And from the second bowl, hikmat, noor, iman is filled into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the heart is placed back. This was symbolic preparation for Mi'raj. In it is ishara. In it is indication that open heart surgery will become a plausible reality later on. Buraq is brought. Fawq al-himar dun al-baghal. Little bit taller than a donkey, shorter than a mule. Buraq literally translates fast speed. This animal would travel at supersonic speeds. Here also ishara, indication that supersonic speed travel will later on become a reality. First it was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes the speed of this animal. He says each step was as far as the eye could see. The earthly part of Mi'raj starts, which is indicated in the Quran. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. Interestingly, in one narration it is mentioned that night, the doorkeeper of Aqsa tries to close the door. The door refuses to close. sends for the carpenter. Carpenter says, one says, the lintel on top has become dislodged. That's why it's not closing. I'll fix it up tomorrow. Then it will close. The padri comes. He says, nothing to do with the lintel. This thing will close. This door will close normally tomorrow. Tonight it is being kept open in honor of the last prophet who is going to come from Mi'raj. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam are gathered. Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Imamat of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. In other words, a symbolic manifestation of that expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he said, Ana nabiyul anbiya. I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Few things ulama mentioned with regards to this imamat of Anbiya, in other words, asbaq, lessons, haqaiq, which occurred in Aqsa. They say first indication, by coming from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, leading the Anbiya in Salah in Aqsa is indication that now Aqsa will also become Tabi'ah. Aqsa will also follow Masjid al-Haram. Aqsa will no longer be the Qibla. The Qibla will now be Masjid al-Haram, which later on became a reality. Second lesson, ulama say, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the Anbiya in Salah. In this is Ishara. What Ishara? Inna Deena Indallahi al-Islam. That from now onwards, the seal has been placed upon Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. From now, anyone who comes on any other way, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى خَيَّنْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامِ لَمَا وَسِعْتُمُوهُمَا إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enunciated this. He said, if even Musa and Isa alayhimu salam were alive today, they also will have to follow the shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What room is there for you and I, for Yahudiyat and Nasraniyat in our dressing and in our values and in our way of life? Even these Anbiya to reach Allah will have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through this imamat, this sabak is, this haqiqat, this reality is made manifest. One, Aqsa is going to follow Masjid al-Haram. Secondly, the seal has been placed on the deen and shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the one road to Allah. Thirdly, ana nabiyul anbiya, his dignity, his maqam, his status, his nobility above the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is now established through this imamat. This earthly journey of Mi'raj, Quran describes in the verse which I recited. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Then the heavenly part of Mi'raj occurs from Masjid al-Aqsa through the seven heavens. This distance, we can't even imagine what a distance this is. This spiritual aspect of Mi'raj, or this aspect of Mi'raj where he was taken bodily through the heavens, elsewhere in the Quran Allah describes it. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ظَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الآيات. What distance is this? Time has already run out. Just a brief glimpse. How vast is this universe? This galaxy in which we live in, they call it the Milky Way. It's a conjunction of 17 galaxies, a super galaxy. They say if you travel at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. In 1 year, an object traveling at that speed will cover a distance of 9.461 trillion kilometers. This one galaxy, they estimate, is 100,000 light years. And they estimate there are 2 trillion other such galaxies, spanning a distance of 94.6 1.6 billion light years. And that is just 3 to 5% of the universe. The other 95% is dark matter, dark energy. This is Samaud Dunya, first heaven. First heaven compared to the second is like a ring in front of the desert. Second to the third, like a ring in front of the desert. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taken physically, bodily. Only surah in the Quran which begins with the word Subhan. What does Subhan mean? Allah is spark. Allah is pure. Allah is free of what? Of physics, of science, of geology, of astronomy, of botany. Allah is free of earth, wind, sand, water, of the basic elements. Time is stopped. Medical science is belied. Supersonic travel becomes a reality. Distances unimaginable are covered. The very essence, the ticking of the clock is halted. Every scientific principle is broken down. Atmospheric pressure is descending on us. 1 ton per person depending on your size. Allah, to mitigate the effect of that atmospheric pressure, has created pressure inside you. That is why as you go higher, outside atmospheric pressure gets less. Inside pressure is still there. Naturally, with this type of ascension, the body will explode. Why there is no outside pressure? That is why to travel in space, a space traveler needs an astronaut outfit. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his normal kurta and lungi, unassisted by anyone, through the qudrat and power of Allah, asra bi abdihi, subhan, Allah is spark, Allah is free. Allah doesn't need medical science, geology, astronomy, whatever. Allah is above everything. His qudrat, his power. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Beyond that, time is stopped. This distance, we can't even imagine what it is. He comes to what we call the final outpost in our language, Sidratul Muntaha. No creation is allowed beyond that. Jibreel also stops. Permission only for one creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to go beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Qazi Ayaz rahimullah in his Shifa, he mentions the riwayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes this. He says, Faraqani Jibreel. Jibreel left me. When qata'atil aswad, he had reached a point, there is no other creation. So there is total, complete silence. Human being instinctively becomes afraid. Why? There is nothing else. Total silence. When qata'atil aswad, all of a sudden, fa sami'tu kalama rabbi. I heard the kalam of Allah. Liyahda ru'uk. Do not be afraid. Ya Habibi, udnu. Oh my beloved, venture even further. Such a point is reached, we've run out of time. My respected brothers, what is the sabak? Allah took him on such a manifest journey, such a miracle, such intizam was made. What did he come back with? Normally those that go in Jamaat, my personal experience, when I return, my granddaughter, Nana, what surprise you brought? What gift you brought? Naturally, someone goes away, they come back with something. What was the gift of Mi'raj? What did he come back with? Like I said, we've run out of time. In 1 minute, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah beautifully puts it. He says, Lil abdi, bayna yaday illahi mawqifan. He says there are two occasions of Mi'raj in the life of every mu'min. Allah took Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mi'raj and gave him such a gift that you and I were given Mi'raj. Two occasions. Mawqifan. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salati. The first is 5 times every day in the masjid. Mi'raj takes place. You present yourself in Allah's court. وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The second mi'raj is the day when you will have to present yourself in Allah's court on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah says, fulfill the right of this first standing. 5 times every day, pabandi correctly. Make your 5 times farz salah with jamaat in the masjid correctly, with khushu and with khudu. What is the guarantee? Fulfill this first standing. The second standing on the day of judgment will be made easy for you. وَمَنْ إِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمُوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ الْمُوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. He says, mock this first standing. Do it when you feel like, don't do it when you feel like. Juma the masjid is full, Asr the masjid is empty. Tomorrow morning Fajr even worse. Do what you want. Treat it lightly. Make a mockery out of it. And Allah protect you, Allah protect me. Ibn al-Qayyim says, شُدِّدْ عَلَيْهِ الْمُوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ. The second standing on the day of judgment will be made very, very hard for you. And there is no reversing the clock. There is no coming back. Mi'raj, take the sabak, take the lesson. If nothing else, take this lesson. That from now till I die, I will accept the hadiah that Rasulullah ﷺ came back with on Mi'raj and make my 5 times salah with jamaat. Say inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Inshallah, inshallah. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us and allow us to make our salah with the khushu and also perform with the sujood, the jamaat, the takbir ula. And then like Maulana said, that if we do not practice on our salah and practice on the hadiah that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought for us, that is the 5 times salah, and that is the conversation that we can have with Almighty Allah on the day of Qiyamah, it will be very, very difficult for us to stand when there will be no other shade but the arsh of Almighty Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and protect each and every one of us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It's gone 11 a.m. Central African time. Next up will be the news with Maulana Zaid Khan. And thereafter will be the fiqh program between 11 and 12. And that will be with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Maulana Zaid Khan. 12 to 12.55 will be the news hour with Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1.30 will be the Tafsir of Surah An'am. Inshallah, we'll be finishing the Surah. 1.30 to 2 will be the Tafsir from the archives, the Surah Baqarah. 2 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3.45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3.45 to 4 will be the Nasiha by Maulana Musa Akhudi. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 8 will be the live program from the Mountain Lion Masjid. That will be with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. 8 to 9 will be the Olive Tree with myself. 9 to 10 will be Maulana Salim Karim with Qalb Salim. And then that will be your programs that's the lineup for the day. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isu, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Fi amanillah, and also don't forget today being the night of Sha'aban, and let us turn to Almighty Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and try and exert yourself in performing Nafil Salah, and also read and send as much durood and salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.